Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Zendesk recently released the Zendesk Benchmark Snapshot to examine the link between COVID-19 and delivering great customer experience. Now, according to the report, there's a strong link between the spread of COVID-19 and fluctuations in customer requests. In fact, Singapore has experienced a 17% year-on-year increase in customer request volume since late February. Now, to discuss how businesses can navigate customer service disruption in Singapore, we have with us Malcolm Koh, Customer Experience Strategist for APAC at Zendesk, to get his insights. Malcolm, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rachel. Great to be here.
So, Malcolm, why is customer experience crucial for businesses emerging from COVID-19?
So I don't think the world hasn't really changed that much when it comes to customer experience, in the sense that we've always had a focus on it. I think what's changed is we were kind of forced into it with COVID. I think understanding the customer, catering to their needs, and being able to play the long game and invest in them was always part of the strategy. It's just, I think now with COVID, the focus has been even more than it was before.
Okay, but that's quite a significant jump. So do you think that's mainly because customers are perhaps expect more from their service providers as a result of what's happening with COVID-19?
Customers are actually pretty understanding. We measure what we call a global CSAT, which stands for customer satisfaction. It's those little 5-point scores you get when you maybe step out of a ride or you finish something that's a service. It actually remained relatively stable, which indicated to us customers were a bit more patient in COVID.
Okay.
They were more understanding. With that said, a lot of industries, I mean, it hit industries differently. We have to say, while they did follow a general growth trend across most industries in the beginning, now as we see some stabilization, what you can see is that some industries it's still going up, but some of them it's coming down. And how we kind of look at this is kind of through efficiency. A crisis, you start with the scramble. During the recovery, you tend to simplify and try to be more efficient, maybe empower your employees better. And then there's this new normal we keep talking about. And I think that area has to do with how agile you are, how you can be proactive in terms of scale or growth changes, those kind of things.
And cater to changing customer needs as a result of COVID-19. So share with us then, Malcolm, how has the pandemic affected customer experience and how businesses perhaps reshape that, perhaps to help them come back after the crisis? May say, for example, they've subscribed to a number of classes that have been cancelled, and now they have to buffer that blow, improve that relationship with their customer or their clients post COVID-19.
Okay, so I think a lot of this boils down to, I think in the beginning everybody kind of got a shock. It's kind of like, I think when I started yoga, it was really painful. And then you kind of get used to the pain, and then now you reframe the way you look at things. I think what we kind of recommend here is the use of technology, and you hear it a lot. And maybe some practical examples, what we saw across some of our clients that were able to scale effectively, they use self-help. So that self-service, instead of getting stuck on the phone for 1 to 2 hours trying to get through, which is if you call somebody, that's what happens now. We also saw a large uptake in the areas of social messaging. So WhatsApp in particular had a very large increase of over 100% in some industries to help kind of manage that, because these channels tend to be more efficient and easier to use than, say, a phone call, especially, or an email where it takes some time. WhatsApp on the back end, most of the time support teams can toggle several chats at the same, or several WhatsApp at the same time, as opposed to one voice call where you put them on hold. So we found that if you utilize some of the technology and enable that part, you're able to scale more volume, and that could be simpler tasks. So you sort of segment your volume, so to speak, like they segment in marketing. Some things that are easier could be self-service. Some things that are not so complex could also be used or treated via WhatsApp, as opposed to maybe the urgent stuff, which would require a voice phone call, something more complex.
But do you find that customers are looking for more direct communication, you know, whether it's WhatsApp, directly speaking with a customer service provider rather than speaking to, for example, a chatbot?
I think that customers, it depends again on the nature of the query. So I think for something obviously that's urgent, maybe money related or something you're really distressed about, then I would say, yes, definitely a phone call can't be replaced. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think WhatsApp nowadays, we communicate with our friends and family often via WhatsApp for that sort of similar convenience. So I think as a channel, there is an adoption rate, and I think people are generally okay with it. And I think some urgent stuff is also done by WhatsApp. If I think of work urgencies, a lot of the time the primary is WhatsApp. Before a phone call, some things get escalated as well. But I may correspond with somebody via WhatsApp. So I think it depends, though. I wouldn't park everything in there. Mm-hmm. But again, I think if customers, again, back to understanding, if organizations understand their customers and where they like to go, then I think that there's an opportunity for you to segment that volume accordingly. I mean, I think in an example now, logistics providers, because we did a lot more e-commerce, they communicate via messenger just to let you know that it's coming and when the approximate is coming. They send a text message an hour before. Certainly in the past, someone might pick up the phone. That would be less efficient than using a proactive mm-hmm. message. That may be a bot or not be a bot, could be human intervention as well.
So increasing the communication touch points for customers during a crisis period. And how does technology and empathy come together in times of a crisis like COVID-19?
So I think technology and empathy, this is kind of an interesting one. I think we talk a lot about technology as the efficiency gain, but I think there is a place for humans, at least that's what we feel. And this is where empathy kicks in. And I think what it boils down to is a combination of factors. Like, I think now we don't empower support staff as we should, or we don't look at it. We tend to say we have company policies, and then the human element is more machine-like. And so mm-hmm. what we have to do is empower that understanding using technology, using collaboration tools, so maybe that kind of interplay between the organization so that it's linked, having those channels linked. In addition, like I said, I think the complexity of tasks, maybe some of the simpler stuff don't need the human, so that humans can focus on the harder stuff or more complex stuff. And then where that empathy sort of comes in is sort of knowing the customer better and not applying the policies, meaning that maybe you have to make exceptions in understanding mm-hmm. today's customer and those expectations that continue to change. And case in point, the way COVID has shown us, customers can show actually empathy towards the organization, but the organization has to be driven towards value and sincerity. And I think trust and transparency is absolutely paramount today. And you can see that as we go through this crisis now, is a lot more of it being put up.
We're speaking to Malcolm Koh, customer experience strategist for APAC at Zendesk. So on the back of that, Malcolm, what might the customer experience space or consumer behavior look like post COVID-19? And how can businesses start to prepare for that?
So I think post COVID, I think what it boils down to for an organization, back to that focus of customers, I think it also means that we have to be a little bit more agile mm-hmm. and proactive. And what I mean by proactive is I think that we, in this time with customer experience, we actually did lay out a lot of plans. We had a lot of strong foundation. A lot of companies were already focused on the customer, but they had a lot of other priorities, so they didn't necessarily engage or execute those strategies that they talked about. And for good reason, they probably had other priorities in mind. I think learning from this, and when COVID kind of shifted those organizations, I think trying to engage more with that understanding, investment in your technology, and being a bit more proactive in terms of that execution. So after you lay out those plans and lay out that strategy around the customer, trying a little bit harder to find time within your busy planning to put in some of the actions. And I would recommend maybe starting small instead of like looking at the big bang of things and trying to wow all the customers, is to start small and build out from there with launching some of the projects that you do talk about. But it really boils down to that agility and leveraging the technology in place. So I think we mentioned self-help, using some of the new mm-hmm. messaging tools. And I think that kind of thing, harnessing those benefits of what we talk about, AI or automation, to enable your humans to be empathetic because they don't have to worry about the small stuff, and then again, focus on the complex stuff, and then leave sort of the machines and technology to handle the simpler stuff. So I think the case example, logistics, the delivery is going to happen in this window. A machine could possibly do that as opposed to maybe a manual call or scheduling. so that when the complex stuff comes up, you're able to meet with those kind of difficult conversations with customers that you need to, and express that sincerity and also empower to make recovery process or things like that better for them.
So Malcolm, as a customer experience strategist and expert, you know, we've spoken about technology and empathy. We've spoken about AI, partnering, the more human element. But for businesses, what's often the missing link that perhaps you see on a day-to-day basis, or perhaps not on a day-to-day basis, that you see when you're working with clients that they should think of when they're starting to re-strategize post-COVID-19?
I think it's a question of, it's difficult to prioritize, I think, as a business. I think also organizations tend to be siloed with either KPIs or, I won't say conflicting, but they're not completely aligned. And I think that's what makes it difficult to choose those priorities. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people accept that the customer and customer strategies are important in terms of engagement. And especially given today's customer expectations, where they expect a lot from us or a lot more, and they want to interact with the organization they deal with like a friend. So you could have a marketing, a sales, and a support department. They don't see those policies as separate departments. They see that as one organization and entity that they will be able to interact with and even pivot with and change. And I think that, as I said, it boils down to that agility. I think the agility is catching up. I think part of it is aligning of the organization. Another part of that is sort of being able to execute that and putting some priority in time. I think it's a lot easier said than done, but that dedication is a lot harder when the world keeps shifting or the ground keeps shifting underneath you. So I think it's really about making time. And then that's why I think looking at it from a smaller rather than a larger project perspective, because a lot of people tend to plan longer projects, which take 2 to 5 years. I think they don't have that luxury anymore. I think you have to start making changes sooner rather than later. So maybe setting up smaller priorities in shorter times and aligning the organization on those. And then maybe the metrics around seeing how that's improved. I think we don't do a great job in measuring the impact of the investments that we make, especially around the customer. I think the anecdotal information there, but sometimes around the data-driven metrics, like especially a return on investment for a technology that you would invest in, doesn't always come out in the organization. And I think taking those steps might help.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your time and your insights, Malcolm. We've been speaking to Malcolm Koh, Customer Experience Strategist for APAC at Zendesk. Thank you, Malcolm.
Thanks, Rachel. Have a great one.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.